Welcome to the Ask Dr. Turner Radio Ministry broadcast. Prepare to be enlightened and empowered. Without further delay, here's your host, Dr. Turner.
Beloved listeners to the Ask Dr. Turner broadcast, we honor the Lord Jesus Christ as I can barely contain my excitement at the word of the Lord that I want to share with you on this interactive broadcast, the Ask Dr. Turner broadcast. This is your co-host with the most, Servant Fidel Donaldson, a.k.a. the Bald Eagle, sitting in for the Honorable Apostolic Doctor herself, LaTanya Turner, and the Prophetic Pastor, Deborah Freeman, a.k.a. Prophetic D. Free. Truly one of the highlights of my week, beloved, is the opportunity to share the word of life with you, the W-O-L, the acronym for the word of life. Keep in mind, this broadcast is brought to you by Pure in Heart Deliverance and Outreach Ministries International, located at 2851 Edgewood Avenue North in the beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. Our service time, Sundays at 12 noon, Bible studies Wednesdays at 7 p.m., and we have been having some tremendous services. The anointing has been moving. The doors of the church have remained open throughout the pandemic, social distancing, sanitizing notwithstanding. We have adhered to those rules and regulation, but the doors of the church have been open, and I extend a cordial invitation to you and your precious family to join us Sunday, 12 noon, Pure in Heart Deliverance and Outreach Ministries International, 2851 Edgewood Avenue North, again, in the city of Jacksonville, Florida. And on Wednesdays at 7 p.m., Sundays 12 noon, Wednesdays at 7 p.m., it is an exegetical, line-by-line, precept-upon-precept walk through the Word of God. Now, Pure in Heart is an evangelistic church, an evangelistic missions-minded church, built on the foundations of prayer and giving. And with that said, I want you to know, beloved, that we here at the Ask Dr. Turner broadcast maintain a continual posture of prayer in the midst of this pandemic. For you, our listeners, we don't just talk about it, we be about it. Prayer. Because we believe in the power of Almighty God to bring forth change and transformation through the vehicle of prayer. With that said, I want to remind the listeners that the Holy Spirit has unctionized Dr. Turner to record a prayer CD that is an absolute blessing to those who get to listen to it. Add it to your library. Play it in the morning, play it at noon, play it when you're going to bed, play it in your automobile. You can obtain your copy of Dr. Turner's prayer CD at askdrturner.org, our website. And since the broadcast is interactive, we would like to hear from you via email, askdrturner8@gmail.com. That is askdrturner. The number 8 at gmail.com. If you have questions concerning your walk, concerning a particular passage of scripture, email us so we can do our best to help you. And I feel an unction to ask you to remember this broadcast in your giving. Giving is your living, so according to where you want to go and according to how you want to grow. It is more blessed to give than to receive. And I can speak frankly in saying that Pure in Heart is fertile ground for your seed, for your gift. You can use Cash App, the $ capital P, capital I, followed by the word church with a capital C. If you want to write to us, send your donation, send your letter to Pure in Heart, P.O. Box 26725, Jacksonville, Florida 32226. Now for the word of the Lord. Now for the most exciting part of the broadcast, the part where I get to share the word that the Lord has given you. You know, I've been endeavoring since the first of the year to kind of do a reading and a studying of the whole Bible, of course, beginning in the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 1. And during my early morning devotion recently in Bible reading, I saw a golden nugget to share with you from Exodus chapter 27, verse 20. I consider the Bible to be a treasure chest full of golden nuggets. And I consider reading and studying akin to a miner mining for precious, precious minerals, right? Like gold, like diamonds, right? So during my early morning devotion and Bible reading, I saw a nugget out of Exodus chapter 27, verse 20. Remember, Genesis represents beginning. Exodus means a coming out of. And God never brings you out of one place or state, beloved, without bringing you into something greater. He brings you from one place, but he always brings you out in order to bring you into promise. First subject, in order for you to think about, I want you to meditate on this title, Keep the Fire Burning, Keep Your Light Shining. Keep the fire burning, keep your light shining. How do I do that, you may ask? Well, here's the answer. It is a twofold process, by a continual dying to the flesh and a continual yielding to God's Holy Spirit. So let's look at Exodus chapter 27, beginning at verse 20, and other companion scriptures to kind of solidify and to shed light on this thesis. Keep the fire burning, keep your light shining. Exodus chapter 27, verse 20, Moses, God's prophetic servant leader, is leading the people, glory to God, or have led them out of the bondage of Egypt. And the people are given instructions by God in terms of how they're going to approach him, right? A priesthood is established. Aaron, I spoke this before in a previous teaching, Aaron was chosen as the first high priest, and his sons would minister unto the Lord with him in the priest's office. So the Most High gives instructions to his servant leader and prophet Moses to give to his high priest Aaron and his sons this command. And thou shalt command the children of Israel. Command. Now, I like to take it line by line exegetically. So we want to note, this is very important from the very beginning, that this is a command from God, right? It's very important to know that God didn't make a request. He was not asking his people. He gave a command, a directive. What was the command? I am going to dissect it, because though it was given to the children of Israel, the principle is relevant for the children of God in Christ today. At this very moment that you are listening to this broadcast, the Ask Dr. Turner broadcast, on this awesome station, Praise 107.9 FM, the command applies in a sense, glory to God. It is relevant, let's say, the principle in our lives. The command is that the children of Israel, pay attention to this, bring pure olive oil beaten for the light. My God in Zion, this text is so rich. Beaten, Aaron is to receive of the people olive oil beaten for the light. In the church, the oil that is used most of the time as anointing oil when someone is going to receive prayer is olive oil. The beaten oil was the key component, key ingredient for the light. This is important. Please keep in mind. Because as a believer, we are commanded by the Lord Jesus Christ to let our light shine. Remember, he told his disciples, his apostles, let your light so shine that mankind would see your good works, right, and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. We are commanded by Almighty God to be holy. In other words, to be pure. Because he is pure and he is holy. So you see, right from the beginning of this teaching, they are commanded to bring pure olive oil that is beaten, and the purpose is for the light. Great segue here for our first New Testament cross-reference scripture, which is Matthew chapter 26, verse 36. Jesus, Yeshua, is about to be arrested and put on trial, but he goes to a place, a garden called Gethsemane, in order to pray. Let's read it. Then cometh Jesus with them, his disciples, unto a place called Gethsemane, and said unto the disciples, sit ye here while I go yonder and pray. He made it very easy for them. It didn't have to do anything. It just sit there, watch, tarry there. He was going a little bit further to pray. Gethsemane, ladies and gentlemen, was a garden near Jerusalem. Jesus did not go there to enjoy what was grown in the garden. Gethsemane means oil press. It was a place where the olive was beaten, pressed, so the pure oil could be extracted, could flow. What a wonderful companion scripture Matthew 26 and 36 is to Exodus 27 and 20, right? The beaten oil, the children of Israel were commanded by God to bring the beaten oil, the pure oil, for the light, right? That's the recap. It was a command by God. Now, juxtaposition or line that up now with Matthew 26, 36, right? And think about Jesus comes to the Garden of Gethsemane. Gethsemane means oil press, the place where the oil olive was crushed and pressed so the oil could flow. Jesus, beloved, our great high priest, was in the Garden of Gethsemane, the place of the pressing, the place of the flowing of the oil, preparing to go to the cross. So Gentiles, right? Those who were outside of the ark of safety, outside of the commonwealth of Israel, through whom the covenant came, right? He was preparing to go to the cross so Gentiles could be converted, excuse me, washed in his precious blood, cleansed, right, and brought into the family of Almighty God, not as religious people, but as children, ambassadors, heirs, citizens of the kingdom, not bastards, citizens, children who can cry, Abba, Father. Glory to God. Matthew 26, 37 and 38. And he took with him, Jesus took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. This is the posture. This is what he's dealing with in the Garden of Gethsemane. Remember, as we go through this particular scripture, keep in mind of our scripture out of the book of Exodus concerning the beaten oil that's pure, that's given for the light, the command, right? So he began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Sorrowful and very heavy. And speaking out of that place, imposter, he said unto them, my soul. In other words, you know, my thoughts, my feelings, my intellect, my will, my emotion is exceeding sorrowful even unto death. And then he says, tarry ye here and watch with me. At first he told them to just sit, right, while he go yonder to pray. But now here he's saying, tarry ye here, and we'll dissect both words, tarry and watch momentarily. So you see, he's going now. There's this progressive pressing that is taking place, right? He's sorrowful and very heavy. His soul is exceeding sorrowful, right, even unto death. And he says simply, tarry ye here and watch with me. This is the beginning of the beating his body would take so we could be cleansed by the shedding of his blood in order to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Remember, he was agonizing. He was so exceeding sorrowful, even unto death, that his sweat became as drops of blood. There was some serious pressing taking place at that time. And remember, it was for you and it was for me. not because he did anything sinful or transgress God's laws, his edict in any way. Everything that he bore in his body, in his consciousness, he did it to give outcasts an opportunity to come into the kingdom, right? So he was pressed in the Garden of Gethsemane. He would be hung on the cross, beaten and battered, his blood shed for the remission of our sins, right? So that we can receive the precious gift of the Holy Ghost, the giver of the fire, the giver of the light, the pure oil, ladies and gentlemen. Beloved, based on the words Jesus spoke to his disciples, we know the Garden of Gethsemane was not a bed of roses for Jesus. No pun intended. Maybe the disciples thought it was going to be a regular time of prayer, and judging by their posture, which we will read about in a moment, we know they did not realize the gravity and the magnitude of the situation Jesus was facing. He just told them, listen, tarry, sit here. I'm going to go yonder and pray. But then he tells them how exceeding sorrowful, even unto death, he was. Tarry and watch. Companion scripture, Matthew 26 and 41. Jesus told them, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Let's look at the words tarry and watch here for more clarity. Tarry, the Greek word meno, M-E-N-O, does not only mean to wait, to stay put in a particular place. It means to endure. It means to stand, to take a stand. Jesus was telling them to endure with him, to stand with him, my beloved, at a time when his soul was exceeding sorrowful even unto death. It was a teachable moment when he wanted them to learn to endure and to stand, excuse me, in the midst of sorrow, even in the midst of the face of death. Then he uses the word watch. The word Gregorio, G-R-E-G-O-R-E-U-O, which means to keep awake, to be vigilant. But the root of it also means to stand, right? And he, Jesus, the Bible says, went a little further and fell on his face, right? Proskenuo in the Greek, shaka in the Hebrew. He was prostrate on his face and prayed, saying, O Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Ladies and gentlemen, there are situations that we have faced and will face that will press us to a certain measure. And just like Yeshua, we will ask our Heavenly Father to allow it to pass. But no matter how egregious and difficult it is, the final analysis has to be, nevertheless, not my will, Father, but thine be done. If you're in the thick of it, if you're in the midst of being pressed right now, exceeding sorrowful, even feeling unto death, right, by the magnitude of what you're dealing with, simply say, Father, not my will in this, but thy will be done. And he cometh unto the disciples and findeth them asleep and saith unto Peter, what? Could ye not watch? In other words, stay awake, stand with me 1 hour, just 1 hour. Very important, beloveds. In some of your greatest battles in life, please remember this. You will not have a whole lot of people. You will not have many people who will be able to stand with you in the heat of the battle. Stand with you throughout the duration of your process. But be of good cheer, because the Lord is with you. The friend who sticketh closer than a brother. You are not alone. You may feel alone at various times in the process, but know that you are not alone. The Lord is with you. Jesus, he endured every form of temptation known to mankind. There is no suffering we can experience that is foreign to him. He was battered, beaten, and bruised, hung on a tree, a cross, for you and for me, so we can keep the fire burning. Hallelujah. So we can keep our light shining. Let's go back into the book of Exodus where we began. Exodus chapter 20. Let's go back to verse 20. So the beaten pure olive oil was put in a lamp, and Aaron was told that the purpose was to cause the lamp to burn always. This is such a blessing to read, right? Look at the process or the evolution, the development now, right? God instructs Moses that he would instruct Aaron, the high priest, right? That the children of Israel should be commanded to bring the oil from the olive that was beaten, right? And remember, connect that now with Jesus, now our great high priest. Now, at that particular time and season, remember, it was an animal, it was a substitutionary sacrifice, beloved, in the form of an animal that was chosen without spot, wrinkle, or blemish, right, for the offering, right, to be presented unto the Lord. And Aaron, the high priest, is responsibility, ladies and gentlemen, was to go in now with the blood, right, to present the blood so the sins of the people could be remitted, right? They could be covered lest they face the judgment of God, as we discussed on the previous broadcast. But I don't want us to lose focus on the fact that in order to get the oil, the olive had to be beaten. Now, again, contrast the ministry of Aaron, right? The first in line of the Levitical priesthood, and that of Jesus Yeshua, who came after the order of Melchizedek, right? Aaron would have to take blood not only for the people, but also for himself, right? Because like the rest of us, he was a flawed human being. Not so with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Because he was pure, ladies and gentlemen. Because he was without sin. The Bible said he who knew no sin became sin for us, that we could become the righteousness of God, right? In other words, in a nutshell, that we could be the dwelling place now, the sanctuaries for the glorious light of God, carriers of the Spirit of the living God. This message just resonates with me. The beaten pure olive oil was put into a lamp, and Aaron was told that the lamp was to burn always. In other words, the fire, the light, was never to go out in the temple, in the tabernacle. This is a foreshadowing, a typology, in a sense, of what was to come, right? Jesus, again, took the beating for us, so as in order for us to become born-again believers, so our fire, right, glory to God, our praises can be perpetual, our lights can shine throughout eternity. And let's make no mistake, there are things that are going to come up on us which are going to attempt to snuff out the light, right, to plunge us into darkness. We have to persevere when we begin to experience the cares and the vicissitudes, the beatings that we can take in life. We have to remember Jesus Christ, our high priest, who was beaten for us, ladies and gentlemen, yet rose triumphantly. Let's take a pause for a ministry identification. Once again, you're in tune to the interactive Ask Dr. Turner radio broadcast, brought to you by Pure in Heart Deliverance and Outreach Ministries International, located at 2851 Edgewood Avenue North in the beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. Service times, Sundays, 12 noon. Bible study, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. I don't know if I said 7:30 earlier, but Bible studies Wednesdays at 7 p.m. And of course, we extend a cordial invitation for you to join us. And beloved, we want you to share these messages. We want you to be able to download the app for this station, Praise 107.9 FM, that you may be able to listen to this broadcast Saturdays, at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I'm sure you can go into their archives and listen to it at other times. The messages disseminated through the Ask Dr. Turner program will be a tremendous blessing to you. And remember, if you have questions or comments or just want to drop us a line, you can do so via email, AskDrTurner8@gmail.com. Let's continue as we get ready to close this iteration of the Ask Dr. Turner broadcast. So the lamp, the light, was to be continual. This is absolutely important. And again, remember, we are going to be pressed on every side. Life is going to offer us some beating sometime, but we must not allow anything to cause the light to go out. I am thinking of the scripture when Paul told Timothy to stir up the gift that was on the inside of him through the laying on of hands. In other words, Paul was instructing him to rekindle the fire. The opposition Timothy was dealing with was causing his flame to become a flicker. The light was burning out. I encourage you, beloved, stir up that gift, stir up that spirit that's on the inside of you, because God has placed something on inside of us for eternity. So in the tabernacle of the congregation without the veil, this was the instruction, right? And we know that Christ's resurrection meant the veil that separated us from the Holy of Holies was rent. It was torn. So now, glory to God, we are the people of God, the children of God, according to the book of Hebrews, can come boldly now before the throne, crying, Abba, Father, to find help and to obtain mercy in the time of need. So, in the tablet of the congregation, this is the further instructions they were given in terms of the oil, the lamp, the light burning perpetually. In the congregation, without the veil, which is before the testimony, Aaron and his son shall order it from evening to morning before the Lord. Those, beloved, who put their faith and trust, glory to God, put their faith, our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, we become now tabernacles for God's Holy Spirit because we are purged and cleansed, right? Our sins become expiated, propitiated by the blood of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. I feel the unction to repeat this practically on every broadcast because I believe the pandemic, the crisis, has opened up a great opportunity again for us to present the Christ, Jesus, salvation, Christ, Mashiach, the Anointed One, to present him, to represent him, and to represent him. Glory to God. It presents an opportunity for us to bring the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to a lost and dying world, right? In his speech before the high priest and elders, glory to God, Stephen, according to Acts 7:48, said, "Howbeit the Most High dwelleth not in temples made with hands," right? "As saith the prophet, Beloved, in every generation, God separates a people and prepares them to be his tabernacle, who will manifest his glory, his fire, and his light." This is what salvation and eternity is all about. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining the Ask Dr. Turner broadcast. Shalom.
Thank you for tuning into the Ask Dr. Turner radio broadcast, a ministry of Pure in Heart Ministries. To learn more or to submit your questions to Dr. Turner, email askdrturner8@gmail.com or visit askdrturner.org.
We look forward to having you join us again next Saturday at 6:30 p.m. right here on Praise 107.9.